Welcome to Seek Reality with your host, Roberta Grimes. Author and attorney Roberta Grimes will explore and illustrate how she, after an extraordinary experience of light in childhood, has discovered channels of communication to the afterlife and how these implications have an effect on our everyday lives. Please welcome the host of Seek Reality, Roberta Grimes.
Welcome to Seek Reality. I'm Roberta Grimes, and we're coming to you live on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. The greatest joy for me in doing this work is the fact that I hear from so many people. There are days when I have time to do not much beyond responding to emails and blog comments and contacts through my website, and I love it. Each time someone asks a question, answering it feels like a gift to me. I often hear from people who have lost their loved ones, and of all these communications, the most wrenching come from parents who have lost their children at any age. It's a disruption of the natural order for a child to transition ahead of the parent. I'm a mother and I'm a grandmother. I cannot imagine the pain these parents feel. Even though every one of their children is healthy, happy, and waiting to welcome them home when their own turn comes, just my assuring them of that fact doesn't help them as much as I wish I could help them. Our guest today is able, however, to offer bereaved parents beautiful and genuine help. Elizabeth Boisson is the co-founder of Helping Parents Heal. She also is, get this, its president, newsletter editor, Facebook group administrator, coordinator of the affiliated groups that are springing up now all over the world, and in her spare time, she leads the monthly meeting of the Phoenix Scottsdale affiliate group. Wow. I don't know how you get anything done, Elizabeth. Welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're with us.
Thank you, Roberta. I love being here. And that's so sweet of you to introduce me in such a flowery way. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Elizabeth, I know you have your own tragic story, and I think it would help people to hear that, because to talk to you, you're full of joy and light, and frankly, she's beautiful too, everyone. I wish we had, were on TV so you could see. But what a lovely human being you are, but you've had your own share of pain. Could you just tell us briefly about that?
Yes, of course, I'd love to. When I was living in France, I'm married to a Frenchman, and when I was living there, my second child, Chelsea, I was in the hospital for 2 months. I was on an IV, and I was having contractions, so they were trying to stop the contractions, and I actually lost my water and was forced to give birth at about 6.5 months, and so Chelsea was born. She was alive, but her lungs were crushed, and she lived for another 48 hours and was on a ventilator, but we weren't able to bring her home, obviously, and she passed. She transitioned while she was in the hospital. So that was the first very difficult time for me in terms of having a child transition. The saving grace for me was that Morgan was at home, and he was about 2 years old at the time, and I was so thrilled to finally, after 2 months in the hospital, get home to him. But then in 2009, Morgan was on an exchange program in China. He had spent time in Nanjing for one semester and then went back over, and he and a group of 13 other students went to Tibet because they were going to go with a few professors to explore Tibet and to learn more about the situation there, the government. They studied the government. They studied the terrain. They studied all different kinds of things. But the professors didn't end up going, and they were with a Chinese tour guide that took them from 11,000 feet in altitude up to 19,000 feet in altitude. 11,000 was in Lhasa where they landed, up to the 19 at the base camp of Mount Everest very quickly. And all of the kids were very sick from altitude sickness, which is similar to when you're scuba diving and go down and then come back up too quickly. And they all were throwing up and having a hard time. But Morgan was hit the worst. And he actually, overnight, he spent time in bed and kept getting up and looking at the other kids and calling them by the wrong names because you're disoriented when you have altitude sickness. And no one really understood because everyone was in a fog. And so when everyone else woke up at 9 the next morning, he was not able to be, no one was able to awaken him. And so they took him out to the bus. He didn't have a heartbeat at the time. He wasn't breathing.
Oh.
So they attempted CPR on him. And it was just the altitude was too high at that point. They kept trying to get him down, but they weren't able to. But I was very fortunate because one of his roommates called me and said, Mrs. Boisson, I have bad news for you. I don't think Morgan is going to make it. But I wanted you to know that we're all here with him and that we all love him and we're taking care of him. And I asked Colin if I could have the phone put up to Morgan's ear. And he said, of course, he was undergoing CPR. But I told him that I loved him, that we were proud of him and not to be afraid. And at that moment, almost as soon as that happened, I felt him hug me from the inside, and it was such an amazing feeling, and I knew that he had passed to the other side, but it was something that was so wonderful for me to know that, first of all, that he was actually fine, and second of all, that this life is only part and a very small part of our existence, and that we're all that I no longer fear death, obviously. But when I found that, you know, when this happened with Morgan, it was obviously incredibly hard for my family and for me, in spite of the fact that I did feel Morgan with me all the time and I kept getting validations from him. And I tried going to grief support groups to maybe talk about the validations that I was getting, because it was something that I felt everyone needed to know about, and I expected that all of the other parents were getting them too, so I wanted to be able to share. And I found that there weren't any grief support groups that offered that. So,
but Elizabeth, let's just stop and say he was 20, right, when this happened?
Yeah. He was 20.
Oh my! I'm really sorry. I can't. I mean, you sound so balanced and emotionally healthy about it, but it can't always have felt that way to you, did it?
Well, it's interesting because, as you know, I was able to connect with Suzanne Wilson almost immediately, and she gave me a wonderful reading about Morgan that confirmed everything that I felt. And because of that, I think that experience, combined with the fact that I had already had my daughter transition, and combined with the fact that I had been doing a lot of yoga and meditation before Morgan's passing, truly helped in the healing process.
So she was giving, or Suzanne, who is my very favorite medium, as you know, gave you validation right in the beginning, which makes a tremendous difference. When we come back, we're going to hear what then Elizabeth did with her grief, which I think is extraordinarily beautiful. And we're speaking with the wonderful Elizabeth Boisson, who lost two children. And in that, I can't imagine the loss, but the way that you immediately sort of took charge of your life, Elizabeth, is beautiful. Do you think it made a huge difference that you immediately had those validations from Morgan, and that you then were able to get a reading from Suzanne Wilson that confirmed that? Did that must have made a huge difference to you, knowing he's okay?
It did. Oh, definitely. It was so important to me. And, you know, I don't think that I'm alone in getting these validations. I think that kids send these validations to every single parent, and they try so hard from the other side to let us know that they're okay and that they're happy and healthy. But unfortunately, there are a lot of things, societal norms, things that are in place that make it very difficult for us, and plus the whole process of grief, that don't allow these validations to come through. And
okay,
I was
people,
just very
people
fortunate.
Are wondering, Elizabeth, they're wondering, what's a validation? What did you get from Morgan soon after his death? Because it's hard for people even to envision what that would be like. What did he do that helped you know he was right there?
Well, first of all, as I say, he hugged me from the inside, and he used to give me the biggest bear hugs in the kitchen when he would come home. It was just the same kind of thing, but just kind of on the inside, and I could feel him hugging me. I also hear him speaking to me, but more importantly, what a lot of parents get are validations from, first of all, from psychic mediums, meaning that if you go to a good psychic medium, someone that you trust, they can, a lot of times, this happened with Suzanne. She saw him on the mountain laying on his back. She saw a black box up to his ear. She saw a band of brothers standing around him, his three roommates who actually stayed in Lhasa until my husband got there. She named all of the names of the boys that were on the mountain.
Wow.
She said that one of the boys was going to be bringing a rock back from the place that he passed. And she also said that she saw him screaming through a megaphone, "I'm okay." And he was a cheerleader at the U of A.
Oh.
And his megaphone was a part of his the service that we had for him.
Wow. All right, so that was very reassuring, but you say
yes.
That you tried to find others that you could share this with because and hear what their validations were, and that didn't work out very well.
Well, I think that the most important part about healing is to be able to know that other people are sharing the same path and that they are moving forward in the same way that you are. And I kind of just needed to know if I was crazy or if these things
right.
that I was getting were actually real. And
right.
so to finding people who were like-minded was a little bit difficult, even though there are so many. There were no support groups that were specifically set up to have these parents meet. And so because of that, I tried other groups that weren't as open to speaking about validations and the connections that we have with our children. So so that's why I started helping parents heal at that point.
When was this? When did you begin the organization?
Well, I started the Facebook group 1 week after Morgan passed, and that initially was
wow.
called Parents United in Loss. And then I had our first meeting about a month after at a beautiful home called Casa Mariposa. And we actually spoke about Mark Ireland's book, which is Mark is, he's our co-founder. And a couple years later, Mark and I joined forces to form Helping Parents Heal, which not only had the monthly meetings and the Facebook group, but also a website. And then we expanded and invited affiliate groups to join us. So that was
Let's go back and talk about Mark's book, because Mark also lost a child, right?
Yes, yes. And that was all very serendipitous. And there was a huge validation there as well. And I'll explain. When Suzanne was finally able to come and do the reading at my home with my husband, it was about a month later. I had been waiting and waiting, and I was just so excited to meet her. And it turned out that she had been with Jamie Clark, a friend of hers, and Mark Ireland at an event the weekend before. And she told Mark that she was going to be meeting with a mom who had also lost who had had a son transition on a mountain, just like Mark had his son transition on a mountain here near, in Scottsdale. And so Mark signed the book and sent it with Suzanne, and that was one of my first really amazingly healing books, Soul Shift, Finding Where the Dead Go. It is an amazing book, actually.
It's a great book. I've read it. I've interviewed Mark, actually, and I think you're right. There is sort of a serendipity in the fact that his son died somewhat the same way. It was an odd situation on a mountain and totally unexpected. And he has also triumphed. He's a medium as well and a good one. But so you sort of met him, and this is in the Phoenix area. This is where it all started. What I have to just say about Phoenix, Scottsdale, that there seems to be a special spiritual energy in your neighborhood.
Yes.
I think you're
right. It's kind of like the vortexes of Sedona, but
yes.
We have all of the psychic mediums here down in Scottsdale and Phoenix.
But it isn't just the mediums, it's the people themselves. We've given a couple of conferences in Scottsdale, and they say there are what are called ley lines, L-E-Y lines, which are, I have no idea because I'm just not new agey, but they say they go through there. And if I ever were to believe in any of that, I'd say, yeah, I could imagine it, because lovely people, very spiritually oriented. I love where you live. I just have to make that little plug for Phoenix and Scottsdale.
Well, thank you. And I feel very grateful to live here. It is a beautiful place. And, you know, it's hard because I think that one of the things we thought initially when we were starting the affiliate groups was that it would be very easy to expand throughout the United States. But this is a special place here in Scottsdale.
It really is. Tell us how you started helping parents heal.
Well, initially, we started the group. I started by holding meetings at a beautiful house here in Keyfri called Casa Mariposa, which I think is just such a beautiful name. And our guest speaker was Mark Ireland, and so he spoke about his book. We had about 25 parents who came to the meeting, which was wonderful. And I think that the most important thing about our discussion was that we go beyond other grief groups by offering a discussion of the afterlife and of validations and of signs sent by our children on the other side. And we help parents to connect to their children. This is something that's extremely important. Our meetings allow us to share our kids and to talk about the closeness that we feel to them. And there are so many ways to connect. And so that's something else I wanted to just talk about as we move forward, about the different ways we use to connect.
Yeah, talk about that for a minute. I think that's important for people to know. I should just say parenthetically, there are a number of support groups for parents who have lost children, and my experience of them has been that by and large they help people deal with grief. Grief is a negative emotion. We don't want to dwell on it. We just make things worse. And so what you're doing instead is helping people to put knowledge, hope, fun in place of the grief, which strikes me as just extraordinary. What a wonderful idea. So tell us what are some of the ways they connect.
Thank you. And we truly do believe that we can heal, because we're living examples of the fact that we can heal. But we usually start with a guided meditation, and then we either have a guest speaker or we talk about uplifting subjects such as new ways of connecting with our children through energy work, healers, evidential mediums, mirror gazing, meditation, and one new kind of way is now EVP, which is electronic voice phenomena, that I know you talked with Sherry Pearl about as well, which is very exciting. So there's so many ways, and, you know, each of us finds a different way that is right for each of us to heal. That's vaguely a little bit about how we try to connect. I can tell you a little bit more about how the meeting goes, if you'd like.
Of course.
We have a lot of different gifted mediums who come in to speak to our groups. And the most recent that we had was Jamie Clark, and he came in August, and he drew a crowd of about 50 parents. He did a fantastic job of bringing validation through from the kids for the parents. But Suzanne Wilson, as we spoke about, is a frequent guest, and she can draw over 100 parents. And
I'm sure.
Dr. Mark Pitstick, who's a board member of Helping Parents Heal and Eternia, and he's the author of Soul Proof. He's going to be at our September meeting. And we have energy healers who come, and grief therapists, yoga nidra instructors. And on January 15th next year, we're going to have Roberta Grimes come and speak. And
I look
can't
forward
wait.
To it. Yeah, I'm excited about that. So you have guests who teach people that have come to your meeting, and who some of them are mediums who give validations. But it's all about education, support, and the positive fact that the kids are alive, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. And, you know, one thing that's really striking about a lot of our affiliate group leaders, as well as just parents in our group, is that many of them have become psychic or psychic mediums after the passing of, after the transition of their children. And
wow.
It's something that's available to all of us, but it certainly does get accelerated when you're working very hard to connect and talk to your child on the other side.
Okay, let's dwell on that for a moment. Some of the parents that are members of Helping Parents Heal have discovered that they can communicate directly with their children as mediums.
Yes.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, we just had a launch meeting in Surrey in the United Kingdom. Marta Archie Dubois is our affiliate leader, and she her son transitioned a few years ago, and she went to the Arthur Findlay Institute, and so she now is a psychic medium. So her.
Wow.
We went through a guided meditation. I was at the launch meeting. And then after that, she brought in two friends who are psychic mediums to bring through validations for the parents that were there. But more and more, and I would say that over the past year, this is something that's very striking to me. The people who are asking to be affiliate leaders are actually psychic mediums. Not that they were psychic mediums before the passing of their kids. It's something that happens directly after. So it's
isn't
very
isn't that
exciting.
Amazing? Now, how many affiliates are there? And you're worldwide now, or you're becoming worldwide?
Yes, we have 31 affiliate groups right now. And actually, I just have to plug our new website. We had an incredibly generous donor who gave us the funds to be able to upgrade our existing website. So now we're www.helpingparentsheal.org instead of info. Org is a little easier. And
yes.
The webmaster, Katie at Yellow Rubber Ball, did a fantastic job. But what I was going to say is that you can go on the website and just click on any area, and it takes you down to all of the groups that are available there. So we have groups throughout the United States and over in Hawaii as well. And then we have groups in Canada and then two in the United Kingdom right now. So, but one group that's very exciting, and I don't want to talk too long here. So I'll let you say something if you'd like first, but I want to talk about one specific group that's coming.
We're talking with Elizabeth Boisson, who's going to give us an exciting bit of news about what the next frontier is in helping parents heal. That's going to make it possible for anybody to join a meeting.
Yes, it'll be a wonderful thing because we're going to soon be doing video conferencing through Zoom. And that's something that two of our affiliate leaders who actually live on other sides of the country are going to be handling. And that'll allow people who are not able to access a meeting to go to a meeting virtually. Obviously, nothing replaces being able to be face-to-face, and that's what we're aiming for at some point, to have more groups everywhere. But that's one of the exciting things. The second exciting thing that I have to talk about is our conference that's coming up in April of 2018. This is the first Helping Parents Heal conference, and we already have an incredible group of speakers that are lined up to come and speak here in Scottsdale, and it's going to be over a weekend. So if anyone's interested, you can also look for that information on our website at www.helpingparentsheal.org. So just to let you know.
How do people get on that Zoom call? Is that also available on your website, that information?
The information will be. I'm actually having a meeting with the two affiliate leaders tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. So we're going to get that up and running, and their bios will be up there, and all of their call-in information will be up there as soon as I've talked to them.
So what if someone really wants to get involved in helping parents heal? What do they do to get started? Is that information also on the website, helpingparentsheal.org?
Yes. Well, first of all, if anyone would – oh, go ahead.
I was just chuckling at your enthusiasm. I just love it. Go ahead, dear.
Oh, yay. Well, no, I was going to just say that a lot of times parents are interested in being affiliate leaders, and the only condition is that the leader have had a child transition, and this is important because we all understand and share that same path to healing. And it's important as well that the parent be far enough along on his or her journey to be able to uplift others. But it's also true that helping others is the best way to help ourselves.
Oh, yes.
And so there's no professional experience necessary, just the desire to help others and the understanding that our kids are doing the hardest work connecting us from the other side. In fact, many of the affiliate leaders have told me that their kids have let them know through mediums or other ways that they are co-affiliating with them.
Right. And you say both of your children, including your daughter who just lived for a couple of days, both of them are helping you now in this work.
Yes, they are. And they help me immensely. But when you asked me if I had any psychic ability, I don't like, for instance, Suzanne Wilson, and I don't, it's not the same thing, but ever since my son passed, I truly feel these kids. I can actually stay awake all night long if I know that they want an article in the newsletter, for instance, that I've forgotten to put in. They'll keep me up all night, and I'll say, okay,
right.
I'm calling your mom in the morning.
Yeah, so, taskmasters for sure.
But they know how to.
It's a very important point you're making, that the kids, people, we tend to think of people who have transitioned as sort of, you know, lying around on clouds all day, but especially children who are very concerned about their parents and their parents' grief are very active in trying to help their parents find the people who can help them. It happens to me too. I'll hear from a parent and the parent will be asking me questions, and I will just know from how desperate the parent is, and the odd way they'll often tell me that they found me, that their kids brought them to me and to get the answers. It is amazing how
active they are. It's always the kids.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, they work so hard. They work even harder than we do. But I wanted to just throw one thing in very quickly. I spoke about the annual conference that's going to be coming up in April of 2018. I have two wonderful affiliate leaders who are handling that conference. I'm not doing it myself. One is Irene Bouvalides, and she's our Hilton Head, South Carolina affiliate leader. And Tracy Venters, and she's our Dallas affiliate leader. So all of that information is on the site as well, but I didn't want to take the credit for organizing this conference because I'm not the one organizing it.
I think a conference is important because if you don't get together with people, break bread, tell stories, sit around for the cocktail hour, if you can't be face to face with people ever, it's very much harder to really share what you need to share in terms of the energies, in terms of the stories. I think it's wonderful that you're doing that. I know it's a lot of work. I've done a couple myself. It's work, but I think it's so worth it. I think it's wonderful you're doing that.
Well, it is work, and I don't think that very many people realize that nobody makes any money on conferences, and sometimes you lose money on conferences, but it is something that comes through love, obviously, and it's something that needs to happen to be able to bring everyone together, and we're hoping that this one will be a great success. I think that it will, and anyway, I'm very happy that the two of them are involved and that they're working so hard on it.
Well, give them my contact information if they've got questions, because we've never lost money on a conference, but we certainly did much better the second time than the first, because we learned a few things, and I'm happy to share that.
Yeah. Well, that would be wonderful. Any information you have would just be fabulous.
Glad to help. Very glad to help. But so people who are interested in starting an affiliate program, they've perhaps lost a child, they would like to start one in their area, because maybe there isn't one in their area. They would just simply contact the organization through the website, and it's fairly simple, I would gather, to do this, right?
Yes, they can contact me through my email, and it's on the contact page, and I'll give them all. We have a wonderful packet of information that Mark Pitstick has put together, and a lot of Unity churches throughout the country are hosting our Helping Parents Heal meetings right now. We meet at Unity of Phoenix, and then there are a lot of other places throughout the country where people meet, and so it's easy to meet there, but it's also easy to meet in a library if you're a nonprofit, which we are. So anyway, I'll let you speak. Go ahead, Roberta.
So, Elizabeth, where are you going with this? Where do you think Helping Parents Heal is going, and what are your dreams for it?
Well, I think that the biggest dream that I have is that everyone, all parents, come to the realization that their kids are happy and healthy and that they want us to be as well, because they are definitely now home and we are still in school and we have so much to do while we're here. And being able to accept that they are there, but they are also with us in every single thing that we do. They share in our happy times. They share in the trips that we take. They share in the food that we're eating. There's just a really thin veil that separates them from us. And what is really interesting is that if you talk to a child who's younger than 6 years old, most of the time they see these people who are on this other side. They're able to tell us about them, and especially if they've lost a sibling, a lot of times they spend a lot of time with that sibling who's passed, and we poo-poo it a lot. But as they grow older, and then they have to bend to societal norms, they decide that they don't want to talk about these kinds of things anymore, and it's very sad. But I truly believe that we need to all be able to get back that childish youthfulness that we had before, and to refind all of the excitement and imagination that we had before, and understand that all of these things can help us to see our kids and to spend more time with them and to spend time with them in dreams. We can set up appointments where we meet them on a bench that we love and ask them to be there with us. There are so many things that we can do to be able to interact with them, and they love it.
And do you teach that in some of these meetings? Does Helping Parents Heal help people find a particular way they can best connect with their particular child?
Yes. And that's something that we do every meeting. Every meeting has a different way to connect. So as I say, sometimes it's mirror gazing, which Raymond Moody talked about, as well as Greek scholars talked about mirror gazing, or sometimes it's meditation or guided meditation. Sometimes it's yoga nidra, and I give gentle yoga classes to heal grief and to do heart openers. Sometimes it's through healers, and we have healers who come in and do healing on us and send our healing energy through our bodies to be able to help heal and to open us to the voice, to hear and to connect with our kids. But not everything works for everyone. So it's really important to try all different kinds of healing techniques, and one of them is going to be right for each parent.
Even if you're as psychic as a post, as I am, and even if you kind of have trouble with every other kind of communication, when you're able to sit down at your computer and have a conversation through the North American station with your child, that will be beyond wonderful, beyond amazing. Yes, and they
exactly.
tell us, the dead tell us that's on the way, it's coming, and that's their priority, to allow children and parents to be reunited in that way. So this is a very exciting time to be alive. Yeah. It really is.
I agree. That whole North American station, I mean, obviously the South American station is so much more active and easy to decipher.
It's two years ahead of us, basically. That's right.
Yes, is coming online, and I'm thrilled about that possibility, because at that point, no one will be able to. Say that the validations that they're getting are not from their kids, that they're just going to have to accept it. So it'll make their lives so much easier. But. Yeah. Anyway,
well, it's a great way to cure grief. I mean literally cure it. People have told me that just that being able to communicate with someone that they feel they've lost, they suddenly realize that what had been a 10 or 11 on a grief scale is down to a 2 or a 1.
Yeah.
And that happens so often that I just consider this as a huge priority. But I want to make sure people know how to get in touch with you, and that you sort of tell us where you think you're going. So, again, how do they get in touch with you, Elizabeth?
Well, you can get in touch with the whole organization through www.helpingparentsheal.org, which is our new improved website. My email is E as in Elizabeth, B as in Victor, B as in boy, O I S as in Sam, O, N as in Nancy, @yahoo.com.
Well, I've loved having you with. We'll have you back again to sort of hear what's new with you. But this has been Elizabeth Boisson, founder of Helping Parents Heal, and she is a beautiful person inside and out. I love having Elizabeth for a friend, and I can't wait to watch where you take your organization. Thank you for being with us. You've been listening to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes live on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Thank you for being with us. As you know, you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began, you never will end. And when you really understand what that means, it's going to change everything in your life for the better. Our guest next week will be Peter Wright. He's a certified hypnotherapist and counselor, and he does groundbreaking work in the cutting-edge field of past life regression therapy. In person, Peter is a beautiful and compassionate man. He's a delight to know. I just love him. So you're going to enjoy hearing more about past life regression therapy, and we're even going to tell you what happened when he tried to past life regress me. So please join us next week. This week, we've been talking with a beautiful and courageous mother whose children inspired her to found a wonderful organization. Helping Parents Heal is what the world has needed. Children we used to think were dead are not lost to us at all. They've just gone beyond our sight, and we'll be hugging them again before we know it. But meanwhile, with the love and support of Helping Parents Heal and its many affiliates, parents who've suffered the worst possible loss can find comfort, real knowledge, love, support. And within the next decade or two, the fact that all our minds are eternal is going to be common knowledge. And in that beautiful day, but fear is vanquished and there never will be a need to grieve again. Helping parents heal is the way we all will be handling grief. I'm delighted to be a member of this organization, and I love watching it grow. Once again, my nonfiction books are Liberating Jesus, My Thomas, Flying High in Spirit, The Fun of Dying, The Fun of Staying in Touch, and The Fun of Growing Forever. It just keeps growing. I love dealing with my books, and I love talking to people who have or reading them. So if you have any comments on that, just get in touch with me. You can find recent episodes of Seek Reality on bbmglobalnetwork.com, and older episodes of Seek Reality are being rebroadcast on Dream Vision 7 Radio and also on the X-Zone Broadcast Network and its affiliates worldwide. Just go to xzbn.net for that. Seek Reality episodes going back as far as, believe it or not, June of 2013. That's when we started this, more than 3 years ago, can be downloaded for free as podcasts on webtalkradio.net and on iTunes. If you're ever wondering where I'm broadcasting now, you can always go to robertagrimes.com. We keep that up to date. Please also come and read my blog. I love writing my blog, and I love it when people comment. Or if you just want to say hello, you can contact me through robertagrimes.com. I always answer emails. If you send me an email or a contact and you don't hear within 24 hours, send flowers. The most important thing I want you to take away from the experience of our time together is the fact that there's so much more that you're not being told by science or by religion. It's true, it's real, and you are more loved than you can possibly imagine. There is nothing you have to fear. This brief life on earth is just a speck in the eternity that is what your natural birthright is. It's who you are. It's exciting. And the most important thing for you to understand really is that since it's all based in love, the things that we always used to worry about just are like dust, they've blown away. And very soon, within the next really very few years, you're going to be finding everybody is going to understand this. The things that are turmoil in the world now are just the birth pangs of what is going to be a beautiful new world. Meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Please enjoy and make the most of this coming week in Hour One Reality, knowing that you are a powerful, eternal being, and you are infinitely loved.
This has been Seek Reality with your host, Roberta Grimes. Tune in each week and discover the nature of reality and God, past, present, and future, in a way that can only be told by Roberta Grimes on the next episode of Seek Reality.